Hi, and welcome to the first ever podcast edition for PATC Behind the Badge Uncut. I'm Mike Heisinger. I'm your host. I'm also an instructor for PATC. I've been instructing for PATC for about 3.5 years after a lovely and awesome career in law enforcement. I absolutely enjoyed it. I teach the FTO certification, supervising and managing the FTO unit, FTO leadership and response to active shooter and terrorism. There's several other instructors for PATC with a whole plethora of topics that they teach on, and very well versed in everything that they teach and been in the business for quite a while. PATC has been around since 1987. That's quite a long time for a business to be around, especially in the training world. They are the largest training company that is privately owned. And it's not a law enforcement agency that's doing the training. It's actually privately owned by a civilian that is doing the thing. First shout out I'll give is to Katie Armstrong, the CEO and owner of PATC, or Public Agency Training Council. Doing wonderful things, really taking this company above and beyond, and has for years. I've worked alongside her for, 3.5 years now, almost. During this podcast, you're going to hear from industry professionals for public safety, for first responders as a whole. You're going to hear from instructors from PATC. You're going to hear from students, officers that are been through classes, been out there on the lines and doing the work. You're going to hear from other trainers that are not with PATC, but have great ideas about training and that kind of stuff. Because that's what this is about, is making sure everybody gets the proper training and gets enough training to stay safe in what they do and do it day in and day out. Our first few podcast episodes are going to be with some individuals that you'll greatly enjoy. I encourage you to get on patceducation.com, which is the host website. It's a home website for Public Agency Training Council. It's where all the classes are held. They have a store on there as well where you can buy coins, that kind of stuff. But then there's some other items, especially the handy dandy in your pocket quick reference legal guide that is nothing but case law broken down into layman's terms, so all of us law enforcement guys can understand it, because we are not lawyers. Well, some of you may be, but I definitely am not. So it breaks it down to where you can actually understand what it says and how to apply it to your case, or apply it to what you're getting ready to do or wanting to do. So great ideas all the way around. This is going to be a good time. The email address for the podcast is behindthebadge@patc.com. That comes directly to me. And I would love to hear from those that are listening. I'd love to hear from other officers that want to be on the podcast, that would like to be a guest on the podcast. Any agencies that want to do recruiting, we'll do commercials for you, that kind of stuff. We can talk it all out and figure out what you want to do. Again, it's behindthebadge@patc.com, patc.com. Sorry, this is uncut, so there may be some mistakes. There may be some curse words that you're going to hear in the future from people that are telling stories. Everything's going to be raw. It's going to be uncut. It's unfiltered. Stories from officers. We're going to do a tactical roundtable where you're going to hear from tacticians. You're going to hear from operators that are on SWAT or SRT or whatever your agency deems to name your team, of instances that they've been through, trainings they've been through, what's helped them, what kind of trainings have helped them, that kind of stuff. We're going to talk about active shooter situations, not only response by law enforcement, but also fire, paramedics, that kind of stuff, and what the community should do in response to an active shooter event if you're around one. Unfortunately, that's something we have to talk about nowadays because it's more prevalent, but it's a beast of its own. So being in the know and knowing what to do to better serve yourself better, help yourself, help your family, help those that are around you, and that kind of stuff. Getting to know law enforcement officers. The law enforcement officers that most individuals see on the news that have messed up and have done something wrong, that is less than 1% of the population of law enforcement. Anybody that's in the medical field, doing EMS, paramedic, anything like that, you see somebody in the news, it's typically that less than 1% that's messed up, that's done something wrong. Firefighters, I mean, you see firefighters all the time because, you know, firefighters, they think they're the real heroes, but we'll talk about that later. I'm just joking. I have a great time talking with firefighters, talking with EMS. In my classes, I've had fire, I've had EMS, I've had dispatchers, I've had records folks, I've had folks from AFIS, which they do the fingerprints and photo lineups for large agencies. So it's going to be a great time. We're going to sit down, have some great folks on here. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you got put in the comments, you know, about the show. Send me an email with suggestions of what to talk about, what to, or who to talk to, that kind of stuff. This is a community effort. If there's any businesses out there that want to sponsor the podcast, again, Behind the Badge at patc.com, reach out to me. We'll talk and we'll figure out what we can do and what we can't do. So I appreciate everybody listening to the introduction of the first PATC Behind the Badge Uncut. Again, I'm Mike Heisinger. I'm the host and instructor for PATC. Everybody stay safe. Keep your heads down. And all those of you out there are serving, serve with compassion and protect with a warrior spirit.